Ever wondered why some startups secure millions in funding while others, equally brilliant, get shown the door? The venture capital world operates by unwritten rules that most founders discover too late. Behind closed doors on Sand Hill Road, decisions that birth billion-dollar companies happen daily, following patterns invisible to outsiders. Venture capital has funded nearly half of all U.S. public companies since 1974, yet remains shrouded in mystery. This isn't just about money. It's about understanding the psychology, incentives, and constraints that drive investor decisions. When you grasp how VCs think, you transform from an outsider begging for capital into a strategic partner they want to back. The game has changed dramatically in recent years. Companies stay private longer, international players have entered the arena, and the path from idea to exit looks nothing like it did a decade ago. Whether you're preparing to pitch or simply curious about how Silicon Valley really works, understanding these dynamics turns confusion into confidence and ideas into empires. Unlike banks requiring loan repayments, VCs invest permanent capital for ownership stakes. Success depends entirely on founder success. The venture model operates on power law returns, where most investments yield modest results, but a few generate massive returns. Despite this, median VC funds underperform public markets, driving the relentless pursuit of unicorns. Limited partners, including university endowments, foundations, pension funds, and sovereign wealth funds, back VC firms with small portfolio allocations, seeking market-beating returns. Yale's endowment demonstrates this strategy's potential, growing to $25 billion under David Swensen's alternative asset focus. The 10-year fund life cycle significantly influences VC behavior. Early-stage funds prioritize new investments, while aging funds may push for premature exits to show returns. Founders should consider a fund's age when accepting investment, as it can impact their company's future. When assessing early-stage startups, VCs focus on three key elements: the founding team, product, and market opportunity. With limited financial data, these qualitative factors drive investment decisions. Great founders show founder-market fit, a deep connection to the problem they're solving. Stuart Butterfield created Slack after realizing his gaming company's internal communication tool was more valuable than their original product. VCs seek founders with unique insights, often derived from firsthand experience with the problem. Products must solve real problems people will pay for, painkillers versus vitamins. The best offerings are dramatically better or cheaper than alternatives, not incremental improvements. VCs evaluate whether founders can navigate the idea maze, adapting to new information while maintaining their core vision. Market size assessment is crucial yet challenging. Airbnb seemed limited until they transformed consumer behavior, creating a new market category. Top VCs look beyond current markets to envision how innovations might expand or create new ones. Counterintuitively, early-stage traction matters less than potential. VCs bet on what could be, not just what is, often asking, if everything goes right, how big could this become? The legal structure you choose at startup inception significantly affects future venture capital opportunities. C corporations dominate venture-backed companies because they allow different stock classes, unlimited shareholders, and avoid LP tax complications. Delaware incorporation is standard practice due to its established corporate law. Equity distribution among co-founders requires careful planning. The typical 4-year vesting schedule with a 1-year cliff protects all parties. No equity is retained if someone leaves before 1 year, followed by monthly vesting thereafter. Today's extended startup timelines, often 10-plus years to exit, have led some companies to implement longer vesting periods. Intellectual property protection is crucial from day one. The Uber-Waymo dispute exemplifies the risks. Allegations of stolen self-driving technology led to a $245 million settlement that could have been avoided with proper IP agreements. Employee option pools, typically 15% of company equity, help attract talent. As companies stay private longer, many extend option exercise periods beyond 90 days post-departure, acknowledging that employees often struggle to purchase shares in illiquid companies when faced with immediate tax obligations. Getting in front of VCs requires strategic networking, with the best introductions coming through trusted referrals from angel investors, seed investors, or well-connected law firms who serve as valuable gatekeepers. Your pitch must address five critical elements. First, market sizing, showing both current estimates and potential expansion, as Lyft did by envisioning technology's transformation of transportation beyond taxis. Second, demonstrate founder market fit, your unique qualifications to solve the problem. Nasira's founding team leveraged their network virtualization expertise to secure investor confidence before their $1.26 billion VMware acquisition. Third, articulate your product strategy by showing market insight and explaining how your innovations create customer advantage through price, functionality, or both. Fourth, detail your go-to-market strategy for scalable customer acquisition. Be prepared to pivot, as Okta did when shifting from small businesses to enterprises. Finally, outline achievable milestones with current funding and project how these will justify a higher valuation in your next round. If funding won't enable meaningful progress, reassess your capital needs. Balance domain expertise with adaptability to show VCs you can navigate challenges while leveraging your knowledge. Term sheets define the economic and governance parameters between startups and VCs. Founders must grasp these terms to effectively negotiate with experienced investors. Economic terms specify investment details, valuation, and protective measures like anti-dilution and liquidation preferences. VCs receive preferred shares with special rights, including liquidation preferences that prioritize investment recovery in exits. Early-stage deals typically use 1x non-participating structures, letting investors choose between their initial investment or percentage of proceeds. Governance provisions establish board structure and protective measures. Early-stage boards usually follow a three-person model: one VC, CEO, and independent director, creating balanced oversight that evolves with future rounds. Post-funding governance focuses on CEO oversight, strategic guidance, major decision approval, and legal compliance. Board members' fiduciary duties primarily serve common shareholders rather than preferred shareholders with contractual rights. This distinction can create conflicts when interests diverge, as seen in the INRI Tratos case, where preferred shareholders were paid while common shareholders received nothing. The venture capital industry is evolving beyond its U.S.-centric roots as information barriers fall and global opportunities emerge. Andreessen Horowitz transformed the industry by adding specialized non-investment staff to provide comprehensive startup support. Meanwhile, reduced startup costs and emerging seed firms have increased funding accessibility and diversity. The funding landscape has expanded beyond traditional Sand Hill Road firms to include international investors, corporate venture arms, and specialized funds. Growth capital sources are investing earlier as private markets capture more value traditionally realized after IPO. This democratization of venture capital creates new opportunities while challenging established players. The industry's expanding reach enables it to support diverse entrepreneurs and drive innovation globally. While the ecosystem evolves, the core principle remains: exceptional teams solving significant problems in large markets will attract capital. Understanding VC mechanics and motivations gives founders a strategic advantage in this changing landscape.